Iran's 11th presidential elections will be the country's most significant political development for the new Iranian calendar year of 1392. This issue also made headlines during the last days of the past Iranian year, as a number of both principalists and reformists, as well as independents, announced their intentions to run for the elections. Already, a speculation about the possible candidates has turned into a hot topic of discussion. The principalists, as the biggest camp, which has been active in full force in all the elections, have officially announced a tripartite coalition. The speculated candidates of the coalition currently include Ali Akbar Velayati, the advisor to Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, former parliament speaker, and Tehran's mayor Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf. Principalists believe this coalition has taken form in order to maintain unity within the principalist camp, but the coalition can change its candidates.
The new tripartite coalition was formed to unite principalists. This means that we will not restrict ourselves to the candidates from the parties which have formed the coalition.
Meanwhile, the Perseverance Front of the Islamic Revolution, as one of the major branches of principalists' camp, is yet to announce its certain candidates, but speculations have it that Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, and former Health Minister Kamran Bagheri Lankarani will be the main candidates. The Perseverance Front of the Islamic Revolution, or Jabhe-e Paydari, mainly comprises former cabinet members of President Ahmadinejad. There are also figures who are currently affiliated to the government. In yet another development, the reformists, who have been relatively quiet since the previous presidential elections when they lost, are back on the stage once again. According to Mustafa Kavakabian, a member of Mardam Salari Party, who has already voiced his intention to run for the elections, 33 reformist groups and factions will take part in the presidential and city council elections. Also, 17 reformist factions have called on former Iranian President Mohammad Khatami to make a comeback to the presidential race, but he is yet to voice his intention to run in the elections. Meanwhile, former Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Hassan Rouhani, is another candidate who has drawn the attention of the media outlets. He has already announced his decision to run for president. He is seen as a moderate candidate and close to Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, head of the Expediency Council. He has called for reformists to put the past behind and make plans for the future. Rouhani, Iran's former chief nuclear negotiator, said that political parties need to be strengthened.
Making important decisions will encounter serious problems if parties are not empowered and do not find their right place. Parties can play a valuable role in the society.
Head of the State Inspectorate Organization of Iran, Mustafa Pur Mohammadi, is another candidate who has decided to compete for the presidential elections. A former interior minister under President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, he has chosen civil development as his electoral slogan. Secretary of the Expediency Council Mohsen Rezai and former intelligence minister Ali Fallahian have also formally voiced readiness to run for president. On the other side, one of the competing parties, the followers of Imam's Line and Leadership Front, said it has come up with top three candidates. The principalist candidates are lawmaker Mohammad Reza Bahonar, director of Tehran Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Mines Yahya Al-Ishaq, and former Foreign Minister Manoush Muttaqi. After devising an action plan keeping the election in view, the three candidates said economy is their main issue.
During the campaigns, we need clear views and positions. In this way, voters can know who will best serve their interests. Some candidates might come up with certain slogans to garner votes, even though they know they're not applicable. Certainly enough, some candidates come up with empty promises. For instance, macroeconomic plans of our country and our foreign policy decisions are made at high levels and not by the government. So the candidates should not make such promises.
The new amendments to the election law demands a candidate to have at least a doctoral degree or a seminary equivalent. The president of Iran is elected for a 4-year term in a national election. The country's governing council vets the candidates for qualifications. Iran's 11th presidential election is scheduled to be held in June, and hopefuls from principalist and reformist camps, as well as independent candidates, will register from May 7th to 11th, 2013. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.